I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Since pandemic shutdowns began last month, 22 million people have filed for unemployment. We'll get the new set of weekly numbers tomorrow. The economic pain is wide and deep, but is not spread equally. That's according to two new reports that show the worst job and income losses are happening to Black and Hispanic workers. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
A Pew Research Center survey asked people if they or someone in their household had lost a job or taken a pay cut due to the coronavirus outbreak.
Hispanic adults are being hit harder in this regard.
Pew's Kim Parker says 61% of Hispanic households have suffered a partial or total job loss, compared with 44% of Black and 38% of white households. The J.P. Morgan Chase Institute has a new report that finds significant racial gaps in people's financial capacity to deal with sudden job or income loss.
The kind of cash buffer that households have in their bank account, Blacks and Hispanics actually have significantly lower levels of assets.
Deanna Farrell is the Institute's president. She says for every dollar of emergency cash a median income white family has set aside, a Hispanic family has 47 cents and a Black family has 32 cents. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.